talked to the group that wrote the letter. I got to talk to the board, and I got to talk to Lori. And I come down on support this board. That's right. Where I come. Yeah, and I want all my friends that sponsor Trust the Sport, if they want to continue the event and they think they got it, give them one more chance, please.
All right. You can stick around. You got an appointment.
I'll stay as long as you want. I love being on your radio.
It's like 4 days of Irish stuff. The world's biggest leprechaun. Did you see the pictures?
Yeah.
Oh,
see the video on Instagram?
I want to see Matt.
Oh, you got to see the video on Instagram.
Slow motion.
The slow
leprechaun.
Motion. Of, oh,
six
my
foot
gosh.
Six, whatever.
Very jolly. Glitter very, beard. Very jolly.
All right. Top of the hour break. Back with more. Stay tuned.
No matter where you are, we're there. WSOY Decatur, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Get ready, Decatur. Corks and Forks, the social event of the spring, returns Thursday, April 19th to the Decatur Conference Center. Enjoy samples of the very best entrees, appetizers, desserts, and more from the area's finest restaurants and caterers, paired with an extensive selection of wines from around the world. Music, games, raffles, a sizable silent auction, and a South American-themed VIP dining event are all on the menu. Get tickets and info at 423-3189 or at decaturarts.org.
It's the 2019 Newhoff Media Kids Fest, presented by Melanie and Al Schelling, State Farm Insurance. Come enjoy airwalk actions, bounce houses, obstacle course, and slide. Plus entertainment from Awesome Squad, Sally the Clown, Steps Dance Studio, and more on the Hickory Point Bank stage. Find tons of interactive fun booths from Sky Zone, Amagi Learning, Decatur Park District, and Children's Museum of Illinois. Plus a ladies' shopping corner. Kids Fest, it's fun for the whole family at the Decatur Civic Center, Saturday, March 23rd from 11 to 4. Brought to you in part by Staley Credit Union.
With roots in agriculture, manufacturing, production, we've emerged as a global force. It's a transformation. Logistics services, food and ingredients, biotechnology, health and medical science. Innovation at its finest every single day. These careers are waiting for you. Visit careersdecatur.com. We are Decatur and Macon County, and we are limitless.
Behind every great movement, there's a bright idea. Someone has a great idea. They tell others and it grows. The bright idea behind our community bank is that we keep the money working in the local area where it can help other local businesses and families grow. Scott State Bank. Together we grow. Member FDIC. Customer focused, community driven, committed to you since 1887.
Hello, this is Mike King from Merryman Herbs. We are open daily and serving the Decatur area for over 40 years. We've had the privilege of helping our customers get healthy and learn about the benefits natural products and supplements have to offer. As a local business owner, I know the importance local dollars play in helping your community and family-owned businesses like ours. For every $100 spent, 68 of those dollars go back into our community. This year, Merryman Herbs and Newhoff Media encourage you to visit the businesses owned by your friends and neighbors like Merryman Herbs. Shop local, buy local, and enjoy the savings and value when you shop at Merryman Herbs.
The Decanter Fine Wines and Spirits offers a wide selection of both wine and spirits to suit all tastes. Weekly wine tastings from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. every Friday and 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturday.
The March Wines of the Month are a 2017 Indaba Sauvignon Blanc and a 2017 Indaba Mosaic, both from South Africa.
We offer excellent service and expertise on wine pairings that is unmatched by the competition. Go to thedecanterfinewines.com for more information. The Decanter, excellence and expertise. 215 North Main Street, downtown Decatur.
Hi, this is Brady Streckman from the Brass Horn. If you know me, you know that I love to wear mezzanine and main dress shirts. Thanks to the breathable microfiber stretch material in these American-made shirts, you'll never be more comfortable heading into work or out to dinner. Non-iron and machine washable, these shirts are super easy to take care of and always ready to wear. Come in today to try on a mezzanine and main dress shirt at the Brass Horn, located on Prairie Street in the heart of downtown Decatur, where you'll always find the right fit.
Here is Lindsay Romano with your WSOY three-day forecast.
Today we've got mostly sunny skies, highs near 48. Then tonight, partly cloudy and lows around 30 for your Tuesday. Partly sunny, highs near 54. And Wednesday, some showers likely before 1 p.m., cloudy and highs near 51 degrees. It is 30 degrees currently in downtown Decatur.
Good morning and welcome to the Monday, March 18th edition of Buyers and Company. This hour, Kevin Burhaney in studios. We'll check in with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports, previewing our big Cardinals show we have coming up in a couple of weeks. Tickets to win for opening day and the Redbird Report making its return. It all starts now.
Buyers and Company, WSOY 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
I saw most of the political candidates, at least the city council and mayoral candidates, at the parade on Saturday. I hope I got everyone's picture. I'm not sure. I was walking around before the parade started trying to make sure I did. I know that David Horn was there. Mm-hmm. I know that Shalith Hansbrough was there. Rodney Walker had about 8,000 people in his parade group. That's an exaggeration, of course, but a ton. They had a bullhorn just to get everybody like together for pictures. That's how many people. Saw Mayor Julie Moore Wolf. Saw a number of folks who were down for the parade. I would say the St. Patrick's Day parade, the
That's
Christmas
a political parade,
parade,
right?
Yeah, it's Irish, and of course, Razzle Dazzle Good Times parade. The mm-hmm. parades that we have that are a lot of fun. And Saturday was great because it was like there were a lot of people down. I think it was there was some sunshine and temperatures were pretty mild.
I think people were ready to get out.
Really tired of winter. And what a thing, hang on a second, Blue Rock Record, and what was the name of the group that was with us?
Broken Brogue.
Broken Brogue?
Mm-hmm.
We had the only music in the parade.
Yeah.
What is up with that?
I don't know.
You can't have a St. Patrick's Day parade
wonderful.
Without music.
They were wonderful to work with.
Darty's had two bands yesterday.
Well, maybe that's the problem. They were all booked. We had Broken Brogue. Is that right? So there was a penny whistle mm-hmm. and a drum and a couple of guitar players
yep.
or a violin.
We had a violin.
And then, the Irish music all the way
you
around.
You got to have bagpipes.
I know.
That's Scottish.
Well, oh, it is not.
It started in Scotland. Are you going to sit?
I was just.
Okay. Arguing
both.
With the Irishman.
It's both.
It started in Scotland, but yes. You gotta. There's not a St. Patrick's Day parade without bagpipes.
Let me tell you something. There's not a whole lot of difference between Scotland and Ireland either.
No, there's not. Hey, but I want to use the St. Patrick's Day parade, if I could, for a minute to talk a little bit about the Cater celebration and volunteers in general and just doing events. The people that put on the St. Patty's Day Parade every year is Jim Wrigley, and there's
mm-hmm.
a crew that, I mean,
he's terrific.
They're good people. We were down in the Ameren parking lot, of the, you know, for the staged, you know, the lineup of the parade for getting ready to step off at 11 o'clock. And I'm going to use this example just to show you that this is what happens when you have a large group of people participating in something and a volunteer staff. And not enough resources ever really to do things the right way you would do it maybe in a business world or anything else because it's volunteers. Do you remember at the one point the guy started yelling at us to go?
Yes.
And then another lady started yelling at us to stop?
Yeah.
And you didn't know which clipboard to listen to? Yeah. You know, because they're volunteers. This is the way the world works. You're not ever, with the salary they pay, whoever Lori's next in line is going to be, whatever board member is there, this is still a volunteer organization.
That's right.
You're not going to get perfection. And by the way, in a professional setting, you don't get perfection either. And you were a business owner for a long time. You strive for perfection. You try to make yourself as good as you can be. But life is full of imperfection. Why do you think people want perfect?
Oh, I don't know. I'm glad I'm not because I don't, put that kind of pressure on myself because I know I'll never be perfect.
Right.
I think there's a certain amount of people out there that think they are or I think they should be, and they put so much pressure on them that they live much more stress-filled lives than those of us
yeah.
who know that you'll never be perfect.
But even within those volunteer groups, right, they're signing this letter, and I understand their frustrations, and every year I spend a great deal of time leading up to the Cater celebration just spending a ton of time thanking the volunteers because I completely understand how important they are. But I mean, you had people who were signing this letter demanding, all of this, that were in charge of the Razzle Dazzle Good Times Parade. I got to tell you, every year that parade, we broadcast the parade and we get stuff and it's always out of order. Life is that way. I mean, no one is perfect. So I don't know what it is they want other than maybe the appreciation that they deserve. I don't know. I don't know what's going to make people happy about the Decatur celebration.
Well, like you say, it takes some people to gin up the attention. And then once they get that kind of inertia going, you got people thinking it's the right way to make change is demanded. Remember, the board is a group of volunteers, too.
Yeah.
And that's it's not like they're getting some high pay for what they're doing, and they're the ones dealing with the big issues all year long with the director. They're not dumb. They're smart people. Talk to them, communicate with them, and even if you don't get the answer you want, don't take your football and go home.
Yeah. Or if you take your football and go home, that's everyone's right to do as well. But I don't understand the mentality of not only am I going to take my football and go home, I'm going to try to convince everybody else to take their footballs and go home.
Yeah, and that's not right. That's where I'm saying back off. That is wrong, and why are you doing that? If you really do care, why are you doing that? And that's why I appeal to the volunteers who are remarkably impressive. These people show up every year. They build it, they run it, and they dismantle it all in 4 or 5 days. And they do it for free, and they do it year after year after year. These are incredible people. And don't get them ginned up to turn on their event. There's a governance. There's always been a governance. It's a board of directors. Don't go against your board of directors. Work with them.
Yeah. And over the years, you know, I can think of one time over the 23 years of doing this that I resigned from a board. And when I resigned from a board, I did it because I felt it was the right thing to do. But what I didn't do is start picking up a directory and calling other members or other people and telling them what they should do.
Or tell people to quit the organization.
Yeah. I don't understand that mentality, because that is a vengeance thing, not a we want to make it better. That is just I want to burn it all down. And I don't understand that at all. Talk a little bit about your involvement. You said your dad had a lot to do with this. He owned a furniture store in St. Louis.
Mm-hmm.
He used to sponsor what, like Little League teams?
No,
baseball.
Well, yeah, he did a Little League baseball, but he sponsored soccer.
Soccer, which is, yeah, okay.
And he had
St. Louis's version of Little League, yes.
Well, he had dated baseball too, you're right.
Yeah, but you learned, or you wanted to do that when you got your business, you know, to be able to be a part of a community, to give back to the quality of life of a community. I want to talk a little bit about what sponsors should do and what they should expect and maybe what they shouldn't expect. I feel like if you're a sponsor of something, whether it's in kind or cash or whatever it is that you do to give back to a community, if you do it for the right reasons, chances are you're going to feel pretty fulfilled as a community member. If you do it as some sort of exchange or for the wrong reason, you're probably never going to be happy.
No. In reality, what you get back, dollars and cents, the risk-reward component to sponsoring a lot of things makes no sense at all financially.
No.
But the added benefit of doing that is that the event can go on, and the event is good for the community. And if you got a community that's happy with their community, then you got a vibrant community. There's residual rippling effects that I like to think I was smart enough to figure all that out. I saw it. I just thought it was cool when my dad would do it, and people would come up to me as a kid and said, boy, thank your dad for sponsoring soccer. Thank your dad for sponsoring baseball. And his name was on the back of the uniforms, and that was the reward he got out of it. But the satisfaction you get out of that, of having people happy about you as a community supporter versus a furniture store, is really cool.
Yeah.
So that's an added benefit. So I saw that early on, and my dad explained that to me. And then I come to this community, and it was like St. Louis all over again. There was Daryl Beck. There's Frank Tyrell. You know, Dunn Company was on everything. Bar Beck was on everything. You looked at that was a Midwest baseball up? Or,
yeah.
Monica's Pizza. Everybody had their name on the back of a baseball uniform. That is awesome. That is impressive. This is a community that got it. I wanted to be a part of that. So J.L. Hubbard got on it. And I remember one of the smartest things I ever did, and it still goes on to today, is I wanted, you know, the YMCA had these jerseys that these kids would buy. One side was green, the other side was yellow. And you played the yellow team, green played yellow all the time. You just flip your jerseys over. Well, I wanted to get my name on one side, and I wanted Ben and Shade, my competitor, to buy the other side. It would be Ben and Shade against J.L. Hubbard all the time. Well, they didn't want to do it. So I got J.L. Hubbard on both sides.
So you win-win.
But to this day, they still do that at the YMCA.
Yeah. I just think that there's some sponsors, though, that would do that for a Little League team. And if they didn't win the Little League World Series, they'd take their sponsorship and go home. And I think those people are never going to be happy in what they're doing because they're not doing it for the right reason.
No.
They're doing it for their own self-promotion. And I, if that's the, you know, everybody can make their own decision about what they want to do or not do. I just think that the idea that you want to then infect other people or try to engage other people into quitting as well, this will kill the celebration. Right now, you're right. It's March 18th. Normally, what, Lindsay, the last couple of years, they've announced that the axe for the celebration at the Business Expo.
At the Business Expo.
Okay, that's been like the last few years where they've rolled out the announcement.
That's in May, right?
Yeah.
And we usually, some folks get an idea, okay, this is...
No, but that's, but it's still, what, a month and a half away?
Last year, they did not, though.
Okay. The last couple of years, they have, you know, so, I mean,
It's not too late.
Right.
You know, the other thing I remember, when I came to town, first thing I did was look for a soccer team to play on. Every soccer ball in this town had ADM on it. I mean, ADM, look what they've done for this community, mm-hmm. you know? And the sponsorships, and it is crucial. And if I got anything out of that article on Saturdays, sponsors, hang in there. Because without you, this event will not happen. And so the entertainment may not get announced till June. So what? You know, so what?
You know you're going to come down to the party no matter what it is.
Right. Just have entertainment.
Yeah.
I try to make it good.
What about the King and Queen contest? Do you know anything about that? I was told that that was going to be, they were going to quit doing that for a year and then come back to it.
Well, I think the King and Queen contest, the lion's share of the credit there should go to Mark Ludwig. I think that was Jeff Ludwig. I think he was responsible, and that thing generated a lot of revenue. And it was a great idea. And I don't know, stuff like that could run its course. And I don't know if it has, but maybe you're running out of King and Queens. I mean, they've gone through a lot of people.
And you got to have people willing to step up to do it.
Oh, my God. You know, you have any idea? Megan, my daughter, was asked to it. And between her and Tammy, they had four fundraisers. It was a lot of work to raise, you know, $25,000, $30,000, which is a lot of money. But... holy cow, this wasn't a popularity contest. This is who could raise the most money.
Yeah. Do you think that the board is willing to accept the help? Is it human nature right now where they feel like they're sort of in a bunker? And I get why they feel that way.
Well, I hope after this weekend and after this show and after Friday's show, they don't feel that way. And I think if they do get lots of support from people via email or whatever, not negative, positive support, they won't feel that way. I hope not, is my answer.
Yeah.
I think...
But do you understand why people feel that way?
Absolutely.
I mean, when you're just inundated with... I mean, I can remember this with the boat races. And it was just sort of where you knew it was a time where there's no way this can keep going. There's no way. And the people that didn't know that because they weren't there trying to raise the money. I remember being in sponsors' offices and just begging people just to, you know, even though they did not want to write a check because they did not like the event, did not like any of the association with it, and they would, you know, I could twist enough arms to write enough checks to basically cover the cost. And that was it. And more and more, and this is, I think, probably the problem with the golf tournament. You know, they wanted to take more and more purse money and more pride. You know, all that money left. They quit staying in hotels. They wanted to bring their own RVs. Like, all the reciprocal effects of the benefit of having the event kept going down and down and down. And yet, from the general public, all you got was just the negativity. From people who would never step up, never write a check, never volunteer, they just wanted to give you their opinion. That just wears on you.
Well, I here's where I think the secret to the solution is. If the group that's demanding all the change would relax their demands now, and if the board would be open to listen to some of their concerns, which are legitimate, then I think this is an opportunity to make some really positive change for the better.
Yeah,
I'd be happy to broker between the two because I do have a great relationship with Mark, and I think I've got a good relationship with many members on the board. That's got to get resolved fast. But demanding things that are unreasonable demands and expecting people on a board to do that is just stupid.
Yeah. I would say that the vast majority of the volunteers could probably do just exactly what you said. I think the last thing you want to do is reward the people who have literally quit and then pulled their sponsorship and then just, unless I get my way, we're not going to do this. I would tell you, leave them in the cold. There's no way you go down that road and make anything successful.
This thing had to come to a head. It did. It's too bad it took 2 months to do it, but it did. It's time to move on, and it's time to salvage this event to where you might be able to get so much support now that it could be the best year ever.
You think that's possible?
Well, I think it's possible if everybody...
I think it's also possible that it doesn't happen.
Oh, no doubt. I think it's a great peril. I think it's a great risk. No doubt about it. But this next month is going to decide whether it moves forward or not. And if it does, and it does under the right circumstances of people getting along, then I think it has an opportunity to really, really rebound.
Okay. What do they do? Do they get by without a producer? Do they hire someone immediately? I hope that they hire. It's got to be the right person, Kevin. I mean, I know there's already, Tim wrote about this, some social media campaigns going on, basically promoting people to do this. We've got some, I'm not getting any individual names. I'm just saying you can't make it worse by hiring somebody worse than Lori.
No, but I don't think there's a lot of good about Lori.
There's some folks out there in this community right now promoting themselves that I'm telling you, you think it's a disaster now. Go ahead and hire these people and it will be worse.
Well, frankly, I think you need Lori's help in transition if there's nothing there that would keep that from happening. Heck, you could even ask Fred for some help in transition and get a person that might even be an interim if you don't know if that right person's not there yet that has some historical knowledge and institutional knowledge of this event that can pull it together for this year and then spend the rest of the time finding the right person to go on from there. That's the board's job, frankly. It's not my job, and it's nobody else's. That's what the board's supposed to do. I have confidence they can do that.
Okay. What happens next? You offered to be a broker. What does that mean? How would that be? How would you facilitate that? How would they facilitate that? What would be some good first couple of steps? And I ask you this, by the way, I don't want anybody to think that I asked Kevin in here this morning to tell the celebration what to do or how to do anything. This is a guy who's cared about this event since the very beginning, has sponsored since the very beginning, has served on the board, has been chairman of the board, and has sponsored. In fact, I can't think of how many things in this community wouldn't exist without J.L. Hubbard Insurance and Bonds being a part of it. Okay, but my point is, this isn't about lecturing to anybody. It's about how do we fix this as a community, as you alluded to. The Herald Review editorial saying this can't go away, then I would suggest the Herald Review start stepping up and for every 5 inches they give of negativity, try giving 5 inches of columns of positive coverage to this event and step up by donating as much advertising as we do and giving as much as we do every year to make this event successful because that's the only way this is going to happen. But how would it work? I mean, you know, okay, let's sit down. Is there a meeting? Are there these chairmen, you know, that sign this letter, members of the board? How does that work in your mind? How does it happen?
Well, first of all, those who have hurt feelings need to set them aside. It's over. It's done. Decisions have been made. And some were good, some were not, in your opinion. And I'm talking about both sides. That's done. I still think there are really good people on both sides here, particularly the volunteers. And I got a lot of confidence in Mark and my relationship with him. I can reason with Mark. And I think the board, and what I don't know Claude that well, but what I do know of her, she's impressive. And all I think is there's got to be an agreement to get along, maybe to work together to some degree, but... You can't have the tail wagging the dog. You've got to allow the board to be the board, and you can't demand the board to be the way you want it to be. And I just got to reason that through with both sides, and then let's move forward and do everything. I really do believe that 99, if not 100% of those people that wrote the letter really want the best for the celebration. I just think the way they're going about it is unreasonable when they don't have the authority to do it.
Okay. So how does that start?
Well,
I mean, we
talked
about contact the celebration office.
I just got a text from Mark as we're talking, and he wants me to come talk to him. So he's willing to talk. And after I hear what Mark has to say, if Claudette wants to talk to me, I'll put a phone call into her and say, look, you know, this isn't that hard. I don't think it is. And if it does get hard, then there's some unreasonable people on one side or the other. But it needs to be done now. And once that gets done, some kumbaya here, and then it's time to start with the hard work. The hard work. Who's going to run it? Are the volunteers staying engaged? Are the sponsors going to keep sponsoring them more than ever? Are all the media people going to get some help here and get some free advertising, like you said? And those who keep trying to make money off the celebration, relax a little bit. You know, there used to be a lot more volunteerism than there is today. There used to be a lot more free than there is today. Now everybody wants to get paid for everything. So do it for the right reasons. And I think it can be done. And that's why I was so invigorated after hearing your directness on Friday and that positive editorial by them and what Tim said. There's still a lot of people out here that don't want this to go away. That was encouraging.
Okay, so it's time now for the grown-ups to just have grown-up conversations.
And if they don't want me to broker a deal, I'll keep my nose out of it. But something's got to get done here, and it's got to get resolved. And I don't want to run anything. I want the people who have been elected to do what they've been elected to do on that board to run. And I want those volunteers to feel like they're not being taken for granted.
All right. Kevin, we appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Brian.
Take your donuts with you when you leave.
No.
In the middle of our WSOI MCA challenge.
Well, there's other people here that like it.
I know there are. Okay. Temptation after temptation. Here's Lindsay Romano with your WSOI 3-day forecast.
Today, we do have mostly sunny skies expected. Highs around 48 degrees. Then for tonight, you can expect partly cloudy skies and lows around 30. For your Tuesday, partly sunny, highs near 54. And then for your Wednesday, we're looking at some showers in the morning. Mostly cloudy otherwise and highs near 51 degrees. It is 30 degrees currently in downtown Decatur.
Hi, this is Brady Streckler from the Brass Horn. If you know me, you know that I love to wear men's and a main dress shirt. Thanks to the breathable microfiber stretch material in these American-made shirts, you'll never be more comfortable heading into work or out to dinner. Non-iron and machine washable, these shirts are super easy to take care of and always ready to wear. Come in today to try on a Miz and a Main dress shirt at the Brass Horn, located on Prairie Street in the heart of downtown Decatur, where you'll always find the right fit.
Hello, this is Mike King from Merry Man Herbs. We are open daily and serving the Decatur area for over 40 years. We've had the privilege of helping our customers get healthy and learn about the benefits natural products and supplements have to offer. As a local business owner, I know the importance local dollars play in helping your community and family-owned businesses like ours. For every $100 spent, 68 of those dollars go back into our community. This year, Merry Man Herbs and New Hop Media encourage you to visit the businesses owned by your friends and neighbors like Merry Man Herbs. Shop local, buy local, and enjoy the savings and value when you shop at Merry Man Herbs.
Hi, I'm Tom Brinkotter, and I sell homes for a living. You might say, I sell Decatur for a living. And what a difference a few years has made. Decatur is in a renaissance. Just look at downtown. It's a business community reborn. Restaurants and shops are thriving, and that helps to increase property values in the city as a whole.
But neighborhood revitalization is more than just tearing down homes. It's about building up our community as a whole. This is Reverend Courtney Carson. I'm proud of the work we're doing to make Decatur a better place for all of our people. Partnering with Mayor Julie Moore Wolf, we're getting the job done. I hope you'll vote for her on April 2nd.
I know I will. Decatur is moving in the right direction. We need to keep the progress going. Join Reverend Carson and I and vote to reelect Mayor Julie Moore Wolf.
We most certainly thank God for Mayor Julie Moore Wolf. Decatur family, stay blessed and productive, and let's get out and vote April 2nd for our Mayor Julie Moore Wolf.
This message paid for by Friends of Julie Moore Wolf.
You're listening to Byers & Company, only on WSOY, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome. We're back here on a Monday. Photo gallery from the St. Patrick's Day Parade up on nowdecatur.com. Great photos. Kids were all dressed up. Streets were lined. Candy
was fun.
Passed out.
Yes.
Wasn't it fun?
Or thrown.
Tossed. Dancing was, you know.
Yes.
Encouraged. Everybody was all dressed up. Thanks to Blue Rock Record and the group once again.
Broken Brogue.
Yes. They were our partners in the parade. And thankfully, I think we were the only music.
We We were.
Got to have music at St. Patrick's Day Parade. It was a lot of fun. And you can check out the photo gallery at Nauticator.com or the Nauticator Facebook page or our Instagram account. Mark Topper and Topper on Sports coming up. Got a little TV to talk about. Got our countdown to opening day with Heinkels. Exciting day. Are you good?
I'm great. I need some new coffee.
Do you need some new coffee?
Yeah.
All right. We can do that during the break. Even though it's not the marquee break. It's every break is a marquee
break
around here. We'll take a break for the news and stories coming your way next.
This is Shiler with your stories now, brought to you by Best One Tire. A state representative wanting to require child care facilities to have plans in the case of an active shooter says she'll bring forward an amendment to her bill. Schaumburg Democratic State Representative Michelle Messman said she'll address concerns over impacts her measure could have on insurance policies for such businesses. This past weekend was packed with events from the St. Patrick's Day Parade to the Metro Decatur Home Builders Show to the Decatur Premier Show Choir Invitational. If you missed any of it, check out the photo galleries at nowdecatur.com. Job seekers should be on high alert for potential scams. That's the word from the Better Business Bureau, which reported the number of employment scams increased in 2018 along with financial losses. There are some warning signs to look for, such as an immediate reply from someone immediately saying they have a job for you that pays big with little experience. The scammers are phishing for information in which to steal identities. While much attention has been paid to scams targeting the elderly, the report found it's actually 18 to 24-year-olds who are losing the most money to the scams. For these stories, podcasts, and videos, go to nowdecatur.com.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. A possible terrorist attack in the Netherlands. There's one person dead and several people are wounded in a shooting on a trolley car in the city of Utrecht. There's a manhunt now for the shooter. There have been vigils around the world for the 50 people killed in shootings at two mosques in New Zealand Friday. Hundreds of people got together in Charlotte, North Carolina.
We are one nation. We serve one God. We are all brothers and sisters.
New Zealand's prime minister says new gun control measures will be announced in the next 10 days. The transportation department's reportedly looking into the FAA's approval of Boeing's 737 MAX 8s.
The Wall Street Journal reports that the investigation was launched after the October crash of Lion Air's jet that killed 189 people. Aviation authorities are also looking to see if the system may have caused the crash of an Ethiopian Airlines flight that killed 157 earlier this month.
That's Fox's Tanya J. Powers. This is Fox News.
Behind every great movement, there's a bright idea. Someone has a great idea. They tell others and it grows. The bright idea behind our community bank is that we keep the money working in the local area where it can help other local businesses and families grow. Scott State Bank. Together we grow. Member FDIC. Customer focused, community driven, committed to you since 1887.
Hey, Marlene.
Hey.
What's that three-day forecast look like?
We've got mostly sunny skies today expected, with highs around 48 degrees. Then for tonight, partly cloudy and lows around 30. For your Tuesday, partly sunny, highs near 54. Wednesday, looking at some showers in the morning till about 1 p.m. Cloudy skies otherwise and highs near 51 degrees. It is 30 degrees currently in downtown Decatur.
Tupper on Sports on WSOY, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome. We're back here on a Monday. Did you see how much money Americans are going to be betting on the March Madness tournament? $8.5 billion. Mark Tupper joins us each and every weekday morning with Tupper on Sports. All right, let's get to the tournament.
And I assume that's only going to go up because they're making it easier for all of us to gamble in states around the country with more to come. Well, if you haven't had an NCAA tournament bracket sheet in your hands already, chances are you'll be handed one in the next few hours. 40 million Americans combined to fill out 149 million brackets. And most people will do so today or tomorrow. The selection committee presented a 68-team bracket yesterday. As always, there are controversies to discuss, seedings to debate, snubs to talk about, and even geographic assignments to quibble about. But most of that will be pushed aside once the ball gets tossed in the air. And that begins with a pair of play-in games tomorrow and two more on Wednesday. And by Thursday, when all kinds of craziness breaks loose, we will have our 64-team field that will play this country's best do-or-die elimination tournament, and all of that will conclude with a national championship game on Monday, April the 8th in Minneapolis. The Atlantic Coast Conference landed three of the four number one seeds. That's the first time since 2009 that one conference has had three seeds. The Big East did it back then. Duke, North Carolina, and Virginia are those ACC teams, and they are joined by Gonzaga on the number one line. Eight Big Ten teams in the field, including a pair of number two seeds. Those are Michigan State and Michigan. Michigan State won the Big Ten tournament yesterday with its third win this season over Michigan. And Michigan State is one of the teams that has a legitimate gripe about the bracket. They could easily have been a number one seed, but even if you say number two, and that's okay, there's no way they should be placed in the same East region quadrant with Duke. They are now on an Elite Eight collision course to be played in Washington, D.C. That's unfair. And I think everyone who was analyzing the bracket last night on TV was pointing that out. That's a mistake by the selection committee. Some teams will feel left out. North Carolina State probably at the top of that list. Maybe Indiana. You know, we said that Big Ten tournament game when Indiana and Ohio State played each other was probably an NCAA elimination game, and I think it was. I think Indiana's a better team than Ohio State, but given a chance to prove that head-to-head, they failed to do so, and Indiana's not in the field, and Ohio State is in the field. Duke is the number one overall seed and cemented that by winning the ACC tournament and by giving the nation a glimpse of Zion Williamson. We were all curious to see how he looked as he came back after a three-week absence with the knee injury, and he looked sensational, and they won the ACC tournament, and that moved them up to the very top position. So when we come back, Brian, we'll talk a little bit more about some other things in the tournament, some other nuances on the bracket sheet, and what we might expect.
All right. We'll be back with Mark Topper and Topper on Sports. It's presented by Staley Credit Union, your loan experts.
The Decanter Fine Wines and Spirits offers a wide selection of both wine and spirits to suit all tastes. Weekly wine tastings from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. every Friday and 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturday.
The March Wines of the Month are a 2017 Indaba Sauvignon Blanc and a 2017 Indaba Mosaic, both from South Africa.
We offer excellent service and expertise on wine pairings that is unmatched by the competition. Go to thedecanterfinewines.com for more information. The Decanter, excellence and expertise, 215 North Main Street, downtown Decatur.
Back here with Mark Topper and Topper on Sports. All right, more on the NCAA tournament.
Well, the tournament begins with a pair of games tomorrow and two more on Wednesday. All those play-in games are in Dayton, Ohio, but I think for most people, the big show does not begin until Thursday and Friday with the spectacle of 16 games each day splattered across CBS, TBS, TNT, and True TV. The Thursday menu begins at 11:15 in the morning with a pretty good opening game, Minnesota against Louisville. And then the action rolls on throughout Thursday and Thursday night with the final game on Thursday at about 9 o'clock at night, with Baylor taking on Syracuse. You never know which games will be the buzzer beaters or the bracket-busting upset games, but college basketball fans who saw the matchups unveiled yesterday have circled the game that will begin at 3:30 Thursday in Hartford, Connecticut. That is the 12-seed Murray State against the 5-seed Marquette in a marquee matchup. And it's a marquee matchup because it will showcase two of the most explosive guards in the country. Marcus Howard of Marquette is a three-point shooting bomber who averages over 25 points a game. And for Murray State, it's Ja Morant, who might be the most exciting player in the country, not in a Duke jersey. Morant, very likely a top three pick in the NBA draft, averages almost 25 points a game, leads the country in assists, will dunk on anyone. There'll be some amazing shot-making in that game. Gonzaga is the only number one seed to be playing on Thursday. The three ACC number one seeds, Duke, North Carolina, and Virginia, do not debut until Friday. 16 games Thursday, 16 games Friday, 8 on Saturday, 8 on Sunday. And then we'll have a Sweet 16 field that will travel to the four regional sites, which are Washington, D.C., Anaheim, California, Louisville, Kentucky, and Kansas City, Missouri. And by the end of that final weekend in March, we'll have just four teams left, and that final four will go at it on April 6th and April 8th in Minneapolis. And, you know, Duke is the favorite, and it's hard not to like them after we got a look at Zion Williamson. He was so impressive in the tournament, and you realize that it'll take something special by an opponent and maybe a little bit of a drop back in performance by Duke for that to happen. And yet, you know, we've seen them win. We've seen them lose, and North Carolina has figured it out. But at full strength, that is an amazing basketball team. And they look like the favorite when the season began. They look like the favorite now.
All right. Great preview. We appreciate it, Mark. Have a great day. We will check in with you first thing tomorrow morning. So $8.5 billion, 47 million American adults. That's 149 million brackets. 29% favoring Duke. Gonzaga, North Carolina, Kentucky, Virginia, Michigan. We'll see. I want to know how much is spent in printer ink. Just printing brackets.
Printing brackets, yeah.
What do you think the damage is there?
I don't know.
I'll bet it's a healthy toll. Because that's
not half as much as loss of productivity.
Well, productivity, but I'm saying it's one of the very few things we still print.
Yes. Yes, it is. Although a lot of people are moving to online brackets.
Really?
Yeah, because I remember in the past couple of years, we thought we had a winner in like our own internal fun thing. And then, Suave did his online. And submitted it.
Okay.
And then we find out he won or whatever.
Well, how would Eric's the one?
What I'm saying is, I remember past couple of years there's, but wait, I didn't know Suave did one online.
Well, how do we know Suave didn't wait till the tournament was over and do it?
You can't. The way they.
I think you got to print it. I think there's a lot of printer ink being used over the next couple of days. That's all I'm saying. Paper, printer ink, and loss of productivity.
Oh my gosh, yes, a lot of loss of productivity, don't you think?
Yeah, they say that literally 1 in 5 will put cash down on this.
And usually, I mean, this is the thing, is it doesn't have to be sports people. All kinds of people.
No.
Yeah.
4.1 million will place a bet at a casino sports book or using a legal app. 2.4 million will bet illegally with a bookie. 5.2 million will bet online. And that's, you know, you get into the office pools, all of that. I haven't filled out a bracket the last couple of years. And it's not because I'm, like, protesting or not participating. I just don't get as excited about this as I used to. It's a lot of brain, like, usage. It's a lot of I don't really follow college basketball all that much during the regular season. I know Duke is really good. Okay, I get it. That seems like the whole bracket thing seems like a lot of energy to me. No?
It is. It is a lot of energy. I mean, I try to do research because I know nothing about sports. So I try to do some research to take some educated guesses.
Okay.
And it's just like, you know what? I think I'd be better off just randomly picking.
Okay. I probably won't fill out a bracket this year.
I haven't for the past couple of years.
You haven't either?
Mm-mm.
Okay. I think it's great that everybody else wants to do it.
Yeah.
I just haven't had the...
I'll see if sometimes little man likes to participate, so we'll see.
What did you think of the whole conversation this morning?
You know, I really I'm with Kevin that it's time to move on. You got to move on. And I hope that, you know, we facilitate some kind of, because you can say you're doing it for the health of the event, but running around trying to talk to sponsors and stuff, I mean, what do you think you're doing?
Yeah, I know. We'll see. I right now, I don't know. I mean, it could go one way or the other.
I really want to see it survive. I really do too.
I think that probably most of the people who are involved on either side of this want to see it survive. I'm not so sure some egos aren't, you know, so out of it that it's like, but I think most certainly, I don't know. We'll see what happens, but it is sort of going to be like what, 2, 3, 4 weeks. I mean, max got to like be ready to like, go and roll or not. We're in.
Yeah.
I mean, we're always in.
Yeah. I don't read comments online. It tends to be people that aren't going to, like you said, don't write a check, don't volunteer their time, don't get involved. They just want to complain.
But I think that's
they're
just
never
across
be happy.
That's across the board with everything.
Yeah, and I don't have time for them.
No, I really don't. But I do think that's a lot of people, right? I think that the way most people could show up is show up and bring 20, 40, 50 bucks with you and spend it. If you do that,
yep.
All this stuff takes care of itself. All right, we've got to take a quick Marquee Coffee break. Fresh roasting coffee locally in Decatur for over 30 years. Marquee Coffee, the official drink of choice for discerning coffee drinkers everywhere. The magic is in their beans.
With roots in agriculture, manufacturing, production, we've emerged as a global force. It's a transformation. Logistics services, food and ingredients, biotechnology, health and medical science. Innovation at its finest every single day. These careers are waiting for you. Visit careersdecatur.com. We are Decatur and Macon County, and we are limitless.
Hi, this is Brady Streckler from the Brass Horn. If you know me, you know that I love to wear men's and a main dress shirt. Thanks to the breathable microfiber stretch material in these American-made shirts, you'll never be more comfortable heading into work or out to dinner. Non-iron and machine washable, these shirts are super easy to take care of and always ready to wear. Come in today to try on a Mizzen & Main dress shirt at the Brass Horn, located on Prairie Street in the heart of downtown Decatur, where you'll always find the right fit.
Quick, turn up the sound!
With the Now Decatur app, you can listen to the most popular Buyers & Company podcasts. Sponsored by Jurger Pediatric Dentistry, full hourly podcasts are available on demand. Plus, exclusive digital content from Buyers & Company, only available through our podcast. Brought to you by Jurger Pediatric Dentistry, where beautiful smiles begin. Download the Now Decatur app today and enjoy the latest Buyers & Company podcast.
I love it.
Love it.
It's brilliant.
Get ready, Decatur. Corks and Forks, the social event of the spring, returns Thursday, April 19th to the Decatur Conference Center. Enjoy samples of the very best entrees, appetizers, desserts, and more from the area's finest restaurants and caterers, paired with an extensive selection of wines from around the world. Music, games, raffles, a sizable silent auction, and a South American-themed VIP dining event are all on the menu. Get tickets and info at 423-3189 or at DecaturArts.org.
You're listening to Buyers & Company, only on WSOY, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Monday. It's March 18th, and we are underway. I had some things I wanted to get to here this morning about television in general, because I can't tell you how excited I am that there are some series that are coming back. And then we all have this Game of Thrones thing, right? I mean, is it pretty much at this point everything?
Yes. Yes. I am still amazed, those people, and I was one of them once, that haven't seen any episodes of Game of Thrones.
Oh, yeah, at one point, but that was a long time.
Yeah.
So that's April.
Mm-hmm.
But Billions was on last night.
Oh, yes.
Made its season premiere on Showtime. If you're not watching, you really need to be.
It's so good.
One of the best shows on TV. And after two seasons of having Bobby Axelrod and the former attorney general going, you know, head to head against each other, they now are teaming up. Don't you think it's shaping up to be a very interesting?
It's going to be very good. Very good.
That guy's got the world's smallest mouth, though.
He does. He does. It looks like it was surgically.
Do you remember those really racist Eskimo cartoon things where they had like the real mouth
yes.
in the cartoon?
Yes, I do remember
that. That's
those.
Sort of what it looks like. It's a great show. Great show. And then I will give you a recommendation. You probably will give it a bigger thumbs up than I would, but we watch this Jimmy Carr thing on Netflix. Interesting in that he's kind of like just a one-liner sort of comedian.
Yeah.
And I don't know that I have a hard time with a whole hour of that. Do you?
You know, I do too. And this is the first time I've ever seen an entire special of him. The way I consume him is little bits. And I have enjoyed him. Anytime he would kind of come on through my playlist, I'd be like, oh, we got some Jimmy Carr.
Yeah.
But it is harder for me because that is not my style of comedy. I think the only one I can handle is like Stephen Wright doing that.
Oh, that's been a very long time.
Yeah. Too.
Yeah. He has both British and Irish citizenship, and he has sort of this deadpan, dark humor, heckler interaction kind of thing going on. I like the last part of the show
mm-hmm.
when he was just interacting with the audience. He's very quick and very dark and very politically incorrect. So when I give you the recommendation to watch this new Jimmy Carr,
you don't expect him
special
to be like that.
On Netflix, I say to you, if you are easily offended or if you are someone who literally gets queasy at politically incorrect humor, do not watch this. If you are like some of us with a bit of a dark sense of humor and you like a little twist, The Best of Ultimate Gold Greatest Hits might be your thing on Netflix. But I will tell you, Billions, and if you've missed it, you got to go back and watch from the beginning. One of the best shows on TV. Don't you love Paul Giamatti?
He's so good in this.
He's being so wormy.
Yes, and this time he seems like he's been brought down a notch, which is interesting.
Absolutely. And so it made its season debut last night on Showtime. Did not get to The Walking Dead, but we will get to that a little bit later. You know, I've been eating the same breakfast for 2 years. Every day, day in and day out. And the weirdest thing has happened to me, and I don't know if it's a seasonal. You just turn my microphone off. I don't know if this is a seasonal thing or what, but I have just lost my taste for blueberries. Why'd you turn my mic off?
I didn't. I was trying to listen to an on-air signal. That was not your, that was just, you couldn't hear it. That's all.
Same thing. Everything okay?
Now I had a caller saying, I'm missing Brian Byers. What she's listening to.
Okay.
Anyway.
We'll just take a break. And when we come back, I'll pick up the whole blueberries conversation. Here is Lindsay Romano with your three-day forecast.
Today we've got mostly sunny skies, highs near 48 degrees. Then for tonight, partly cloudy, lows around 30. For your Tuesday, partly sunny, highs near 54. And Wednesday, showers likely before 1 p.m., cloudy, and highs near 51 degrees. It is 30 degrees in downtown Decatur.
Hello, this is Mike King from Merry Man Herbs. We are open daily and serving the Decatur area for over 40 years. We've had the privilege of helping our customers get healthy and learn about the benefits natural products and supplements have to offer. As a local business owner, I know the importance local dollars play in helping your community and family-owned businesses like ours. For every $100 spent, 68 of those dollars go back into our community. This year, Merry Man Herbs and New Op Media encourage you to visit the businesses owned by your friends and neighbors like Merry Man Herbs. Shop local, buy local, and enjoy the savings and value when you shop at Merry Man Herbs.
It's the 2019 Newhoff Media Kids Fest presented by Melanie and Al Schelling, State Farm Insurance. Come enjoy airwalk actions, bounce houses, obstacle course, and slide. Plus entertainment from Awesome Squad, Sally the Clown, Steps Dance Studio, and more on the Hickory Point Bank stage. Find tons of interactive fun booths from Sky Zone, Amagi Learning, Decatur Park District, and Children's Museum of Illinois. Plus a ladies' shopping corner. Kids Fest, it's fun for the whole family at the Decatur Civic Center, Saturday, March 23rd from 11 to 4. Brought to you in part by Staley Credit Union.
With roots in agriculture, manufacturing, production, we've emerged as a global force. It's a transformation. Logistics services, food and ingredients, biotechnology, health and medical science. Innovation at its finest every single day. These careers are waiting for you. Visit careersdecatur.com. We are Decatur and Macon County, and we are limitless.
Behind every great movement, there's a bright idea. Someone has a great idea. They tell others and it grows. The bright idea behind our community bank is that we keep the money working in the local area where it can help other local businesses and families grow. Scott State Bank. Together we grow. Member FDIC. Customer focused, community driven, committed to you since 1887.
Traveling for business? Stretch the time you have at home by hopping on a fast flight from Decatur Regional Airport to St. Louis, starting at just $29 each way. Or fly to Chicago, with fares starting at just $59 each way. Cape Air will have you there in an hour, so you can skip the drive and arrive at your meeting refreshed. Or make easy connections through St. Louis Lambert International or Chicago O'Hare to wherever you need to go. Enjoy free parking and hassle-free travel when you fly out of Decatur. Book at capeair.com or call 1-800-CAPE-AIR. Fare subject to availability. Some restrictions apply. Visit capeair.com for details.
You're listening to Byers and Company only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome. We are back here on a Monday. If you're looking for fast, reliable internet, well, look no further. With Xfinity XFi, you get the ultimate speed, coverage, and control you need to enjoy the best in-home Wi-Fi experience. That means having the kind of internet that can keep up within the connected devices in your home, even when everyone's online at the same time. And when you need the kids to put down their phones and tablets for dinner, Xfinity can help with that, too. Simple tap on the XFi app, and just like that, you've paused your in-home Wi-Fi and brought the family together. Just another way, Xfinity makes life simple, easy, awesome. Get started with a special offer on Xfinity Internet for just $19.99 a month for 12 months with a one-year agreement. You'll get the best in-home Wi-Fi experience with great coverage throughout your home. Call 1-800-XFINITY or visit an Xfinity store today to learn more. Requires EcoBill and AutoPay. Offer ends 3/21/19. Restrictions apply. New customers only. Limited performance starter internet. Equipment taxes and fees extra and subject to change after term. Regular rates apply. All right. So I've been eating the same breakfast for 2 years. 2.5 years, whatever it is. Are we 2 years? Is that why we're into this?
It's like 2.5 years.
Spring
yeah.
of 2 years? No, yeah. It would have been spring.
Okay.
2 years. All of a sudden, in the last 4 or 5 days, I've just lost my taste for blueberries. How is that possible?
I don't know, but...
It's gross.
I tried one yesterday to see if there was something about them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, it tastes like a blueberry.
It's like all of a sudden they taste like dirt to me.
Your
Why would that be?
Be changing.
How? 2 years, every day, same thing for breakfast, every day. Light yogurt, strawberries, blueberries.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden now I can't eat
it. I mean, I'm like, at this point, I'm like putting 3 blueberries in it because.
What is that? 3/4 full?
It's all blueberry.
And it's just gross.
So no more blueberries.
I don't know. I think I could go to bananas or something.
We can do that.
But isn't that weird?
You know. I don't know. I think that your tastes change. I mean, I tend to find that I like foods now that I didn't before. But there are some things I'm just like, I don't like this.
I just think it's odd. I mean, I think it's this crud that I've had that's still sort of lingering around.
Maybe.
I feel better. I mean, I'm not like I'm walking sick.
Mm-hmm.
But I am like, I still kind of get up and I'm congested and you got the crud. You know, maybe that's got something to do with it.
Yeah.
Because that can ruin your taste buds, too.
It can.
Like everything just tastes like the bottom of a bird cage.
And maybe that's the case. Maybe you're just losing your taste.
The strawberries still taste good.
Yeah, the strawberries fine.
It's just the blueberries now taste like earth. Is that like a seasonal thing?
No,
I mean, is there a good or bad time of year for blueberries?
I really think not like that. I mean, I can understand maybe one batch.
Yeah.
But I've gone through multiple batches
okay.
with you, and they're just still tasting like dirt.
Thank God I brought some backup pineapple.
Yeah.
Oh, I love pineapple.
I made myself overnight oats.
And how was your overnight oats?
Good. I put chia seeds in them because that's
why did you put chia seeds in your oats?
Because recipe said put chia seeds, and I should have not done that because they would have been a lot better without. They were great except for the chia seeds.
All right, chia seeds is like you sound like such an annoying hipster.
Well, I was like, why do I even have these? I don't even know why I have
chia
them.
Chia seeds.
I had chia seeds in the pantry.
Well, you purchased them for some reason.
I think I made some kind of protein ball for like a thing we had here one time.
And they're still good. How long do chia seeds last? What's the shelf life?
I don't know.
Of a chia seed. I didn't even know what a chia seed is.
It looks like a poppy seed. It's like a little black thing.
All right. And is that like the full product or is there a chia? Does the seed turn
Good
into
question.
Something?
Good question. That's what I want to know. These are the things you pop into the little heads.
Yeah.
Chia.
Huh?
The seeds.
A chia pet?
Yes. Are these the seeds? Did I eat chia pet seeds?
You're growing like an afro internally.
That's what I want to know.
Green. Hairdo inside. We've got to take a break for the news and stories. And when we get back here, well, we've got a whole action-packed hour laid out for you. You're not going to believe it. Stay tuned. We'll be back.
No matter where you are, we're there. WSOY Decatur, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
This is Shiler with your stories now.